Good day, scouters. Oh, I'm behind a graphic. Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Scouts Stuff podcast and welcome to our live broadcast. This is the first time that the Scouting Stuff podcast has been live broadcast, and unfortunately you're stuck with me. Scouter Ken is frantically driving through traffic waiting to attend and host our amazing conversation with the wonderful Kate Larkin tonight, who is our director of volunteer and program services here at Scouts Canada, and she is going to talk all about the Sasquatch Seekers Challenge. I see that Scouter Ken is in the wings. I see that Scouter Kate is there. So I am going to stop talking and stalling for time. And I thank you very much for indulging me in stalling for this. And at this point, I'm going to take myself off the camera and I'm going to turn things over to Scouter Ken.
Hi there. Those of you who already listened to the podcast know me. I'm Scouter Ken. And first off, big thanks to Mike and to Scouts Canada for orchestrating this, because the podcast has always been at the service of Scouts Canada, and I'm really, really happy to be able to use it as at least part of their messaging strategy. So that's really, really awesome. And thanks again. But then also right now, at least, and maybe this is my little aside to Mike, I seem to be a little bit alone up here on stage. I don't see Kate anywhere, but by way of introduction, we are going to be joined tonight by Kate Larkin, who, now let me see if I have the title correct, because I don't always get such things completely correct, and that's okay, because I'm kind of a dummy, but whatever. Kate is the Director of Program and Volunteer Services with Scouts Canada. I'm also informed by Scouter Mike that she is a notorious non-writer of biographical information. So I wish I had more to tell you about her, but but her bio section on the website's a little bit, shall we say, empty at the moment. So maybe you could fill us in on some details about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. Hi, Ken.
Hello. Hi.
So my name is Kate Larkin, or Kate Cruikshank. I've been known to be called both, which is even more confusing to the situation. Ken got it right. I'm the Director of Program and Volunteer Services. I've been in scouting for quite some time. I've been volunteer first and then staff. I've been in multiple councils. I've just recently moved back to Ontario from the East Coast. I was the council relationship manager in Nova Scotia there. So I've been around and I'm super excited to be joining you tonight, Ken.
Maybe if I unmute. There we go. Haha. Still learning the StreamYard technology. Oh my gosh. So brilliant. Thank you for that. And yes, glad you were able to join us. And I think the big thing that we wanted to talk about tonight, because of course, right now, this is what's happening with scout groups pretty much across the country.
Yeah.
I was going to say the world there, but that would not be correct.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
But Sasquatch Seekers is the big thing.
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
Yes. And so I guess, you know what? I know I have a prepared list of questions here somewhere. I'm going to nag Mike to shoot it to me again. But I'm actually going to start with something that may not be on the list, which is just Sasquatches. What was the genesis of this idea? Like, why Sasquatches, and how did that come about?
Sure, absolutely. So we knew that we wanted to do something with Les Stroud. Obviously, the Great Ape Challenge was such a huge hit. We loved doing it. We loved working with Les. So we knew we wanted to do something with Les. We wanted to do something exciting. And I don't know about you, but I'm a huge Les Stroud fan. And one of my favorite things is his Search for Bigfoot and that series. And we really liked that. We really liked, wanted to lean into that. So that's really where this challenge began, was really with a partnership with Les and leaning into his work, looking for Bigfoot across Canada.
Awesome. And he is Survivor Man. So
exactly.
That is awesome. Well, you know what, then? Why don't we start with just like a basic walkthrough of what the Sasquatch Seekers Challenge is all about. I believe, if I have this correct, it's been divided into four stages. At least that's as far as my Beaver Scouts have planned ahead.
Amazing.
There's at least four stages, but you know, maybe just give us like the very high level view of, you know, how it's been like organized and chopped up
absolutely,
and presented to the scouters.
For sure. So as hopefully everyone knows at this point, we are on a quest to find the Sasquatch across Canada. So we're joining Les Stroud on a quest to figure out whether the myth is real or not. So we're going to a long 4 weeks of challenges. So this one's a little bit different in terms of framework. We do have a planning week already that is kicking off. So week one is actually a planning week to plan with your beavers, plan with your cubs, your scouts, your ventures, and talk about what you're going to do. So it's not actually an activity week. And then we have 4 weeks of activities that go out through the different themes, I feel like we're going to get into soon. I may or may not be doing some weird challenge when I'm talking about that, but we'll get to that. And so there's 4 weeks of challenges. And then the last week is actually where, you know, your sections are going to get together and really try to solve the mystery of whether there is a Sasquatch or not. And then hopefully send your findings to Les.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess you've mentioned Les a few times. So, you know, maybe, and you've mentioned a little bit, like I see, you know, just in the side chat here with Mike. And then also you mentioned, you know, just kind of the excitement of working with them. What is it like working with Survivor Man?
It's pretty cool, guys. So I'm definitely a fan. I've been a fan forever. I've watched Les throughout his career, even as a musician. So like Mike knows, I'm a pretty big fan of Les. So when I do get the opportunity to work with him, it takes me a minute to down. But it's been awesome. He's so he's into the mission of scouting. He's bought in. He's wanting to offer his help and his you know, anything he can do. And it's been a really great opportunity to work with him. I'm super stoked about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so my producer off camera informs me that we missed something. That's okay. If you've listened to a Scouting Stuff episode before, you know that it's we just take things as they come. And so I gather, and this is, I missed the first little bit of Mike's introductory blurb, so I don't know if he alluded to this, but the way that we want to structure these is to present each guest with a bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard.
Have you been briefed on the challenge?
I've been briefed on what to bring to the challenge.
Ah, so you have the necessary material.
I have the necessary stuff.
All righty. Yes. So, for those of you who are maybe didn't catch that, she held up a popsicle stick and some dice. And so the challenge is to put the popsicle stick in your mouth and then see how many dice you can balance on it.
Oh, good. This sounds easy.
That's what we would like you to think.
All right. Is there anything else? Is that just what I'm doing?
I believe that's the extent of it. This one was kind of, you know, it's a first round kind of, it's a first, first draft of this thing. So we wanted to make it not too, too hard, but
oh, wow. Okay. Hilarious. So I'm just stacking dice. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And I get points for this, right?
Yes. 2 points per dice. And if you can get five, then awesome. Whew. I don't know what the prize is.
Here we go. Right? Do I get a drum roll?
I don't have my mic's not in front of me. I'm using AirPods tonight. So.
Who?
Oh,
whoa.
Hey, they stood for a second there. That's all right.
And I have not been practicing, Mike. Mike just accused me of practicing. Nope. This is the first time I've ever done it. Scout's honor.
Awesome. That is amazing. Well done. 10 points. And woo! I don't know what the.
Oh, that was six. I had six. So.
Oh, you had six. 12 points.
Oh, that's bonus. 12. Yeah. Bonus points. Yeah.
Eat. Yeah. All righty. Eat my dust, Regis. That was an old Drew Carey joke, I think, from when he was running Whose Line. But, okay, so, back to. All righty. I have no idea what the points are good for. Maybe they're, but awesome.
Bragging rights is great. Let's,
exactly.
I'm good with that.
You're on the leaderboard. There you go. You're on the leaderboard. Yes. Now, you know.
I'm on the leaderboard, and I believe I'll be first place right now, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Top of the board.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. As I understand it, with the coming back now to the Sasquatch thing,
yeah.
As I understand it, there are, well, as you said, the four weekly challenges plus the planning week, which is this week. So
yeah.
It's good to have time to plan. And then you have to do, And then really there's a sixth week because you need to review.
Exactly.
But there are four challenges. And as I understand it, the titles of those are Going Footloose, Soothing Slumber, Dynamic Dress Up, and Feasty Food.
They are.
So, again, if you can give us like a very, very quick overview of what each of those is. And, you know, like in particular, how do they relate to sort of that the mission and values of Scouts Canada and what we're trying to do for the youth?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, cool. So Going Footloose, we're looking at migration, and less trying to help us track prints and things like that. So we're going to look at animal prints and tracking and migration patterns and all of that cool stuff. So that's really looking at, you know, we're going to use some Scoutcraft stuff. We're going to look at a lot of these relate to a lot of the personal achievement badges. There's, you know, the Beaver Science badge, the Cub Science badge. There's all of those sort of things. But really, like, what's really cool about this challenge is that there's a sense of discovery and intrigue, and it's really an adaptable program that youth-led is kind of built in. Much like our other challenges, we really try to make things as flexible as they can be. But yeah, we're definitely linking them back, and of course, all of these link back to OAS skills. You can make any of our challenges link back to a number of OAS skills, which is really exciting. Second week is hibernation, so we're looking at building shelters and, you know, building that Quincy, building that shelter, and those kinds of skills. Adaptations the next, so we're looking at keeping warm in the winter. What does the Yeti wear? What does the Yeti have for fur? And looking for patches of fur and things like that, and evidence that the Yeti's been, or the Sasquatch has been around. And finally, nutrition. Of course, we all love to cook around a campfire. We all love the cooking challenges. So of course, we had to put a cooking challenge in there because that's always a very popular one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, my scouts like to do like whole Iron Chef themed, like,
amazing
meetings and camps, and
yeah,
it gets nuts.
Totally. Oh yeah, it's tons of fun. Yes, yeah, so we had to leave that one a cooking challenge in for sure.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, this isn't the first time that Scouts Canada has run sort of one of these prepared challenges and multi-stage challenges. And like, you know, somewhere over here I have like my Great Eight badge set,
because
it was not just one badge, it was the whole collection of badges.
Yes.
So obviously assume then that they're going to be prizes as well for, you know, completing the four stages of Sasquatch Seekers. But I don't know what they are.
Wow, amazing. So yeah, one of the great things is that we're in a partnership with Les Stroud for this challenge, which means we have some incredible prizes this year, or for this challenge. So the prizes for eligible participating sections will be eligible for the prizes. There are ghost crests. They're awesome. I don't know. No, Mike can't come on, but Mike has one. It's very, very cool. I will leak out that there's a glow in the dark element. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It is.
Really cool. It is. With a really cool glow in the dark accent. Yeah, they're awesome. It looks like a white.
Turn the lights off, Mike.
Yeah. You have black light? No. So that's really cool. There's an awesome ghost crest. There's also, there's a book that we're, you know, that's a prize, the Survivor Man Wild Outside book. Awesome. That's part of the prize pack, the Survivor Man DVD. There's also a certificate, a really cool certificate that they can hang in their meeting location for bragging rights. So there's a lot of really cool Les Stroud stuff in prize packs. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
There's a big book. And yeah, the Wild Outside book. It's awesome. Awesome prize packs.
Ah, that does sound awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, you already spoke a little bit about like some of the skills and qualities that you hope participants will develop. And like you say, it's tied to the outdoor adventure skills, as most of the stuff that we do in scouting is. Some opportunities to earn personal achievement badges.
Yeah.
So that kind of skips past my next two questions, which is great.
Yeah.
Saves us a little bit of time.
Awesome.
But makes up for my tardiness. But can you share any sort of like, is there any particular part of Sasquatch Seekers that is like really exciting to you? Like, just, this is like the best thing. Like, you guys got to do this. If nothing else, like, this is the best part. Really exciting aspect of the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting challenge to begin with. But one of the cool things, actually, there's two elements I'm really excited about. One is that we actually built in plan, do, review into the schedule of the framework of the challenge. I think that's really an exciting part. We've listened to feedback and made that happen. So I think that's going to alleviate some of the the barriers to running this program. But the other thing that I'm really excited about, and that's a really unique aspect of this challenge, is the journaling aspect of the challenge. So we've introduced a new kind of program element to this challenge, and it's the use of journaling and keeping track of your findings and really creating a narrative through your findings and research and evidence and building a case and that kind of thing, and doing that all through journaling, which is a really important part of developing a well-rounded youth. So, I mean, encouraging that skill and having them develop that skill, I think, is a really unique and exciting aspect of this challenge.
That is really cool. Yeah. I'm a big fan of journaling. So that's actually really awesome that there was a computer game I used to play called Eagle Eye Mysteries. And that was like the whole thing about it was, you're solving mysteries around your little town, and everything was, recorded and written. And then at the end, to solve the mystery, I actually had to go back over your notes and
exactly.
Oh, this was this and this was that.
Absolutely. And that's what that fifth week is for.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
To go back to over your notes, look at your evidence and make a hypothesis that you send to Les.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that just got so much more cool. I totally
agree. I know, right?
That's, woo.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know my group, at least at the Beaver level, I'm not currently involved with the Cubs, so I don't have an insight into them, but I know at the Beaver level, at least, we've been planning all 4 weeks. Me and another scouter are just kind of putting the finishing touches on our ideas for week four.
Nice.
But overall, how has this been received so far with all the groups that have taken it in and started to work with it, and at least, the ones you've gotten feedback from, like how well has this been received?
Sure. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback. Some of it has raised some really excellent points that we're looking into, and we're continuous improvement, right? But I will say that overall, the reception is really, really positive and pretty exciting. Everyone's really excited to see us back partnering with Les, to see Les back, releasing videos every week and that kind of thing. That's so engaging and exciting to see our chief scout involved in that. So that's been received really well. The other thing is having a challenge over those winter months, that sometimes programming can get difficult, especially in the Beavers and Cubs sections. So having this available and ready to go for those months to bridge over some programming, I think is another really great point that people are really excited about. It's been really cool. Like I said, people are excited to see a food challenge. Always are. So that's great. And overall, yeah, some really, really great feedback. So I'm really happy with the reception, and I hope everyone really enjoys it. We're looking forward to seeing the pictures for sure.
Awesome. And I guess, if there are groups that haven't yet started preparing this, preparing for it, or aren't sure how to go about preparing for it, are there any particular prerequisites or specific requirements for groups to get involved? Is there anything they need to do? And whether yes or no, is it like a commitment to we're going to run the next 5 weeks of programming just around this framework?
Yeah, great question. I mean, these are definitely things that we've tried to keep in mind while designing these challenges. And one of the coolest things that I've heard a group doing with this is they're actually running a weekend long camp, and they're just doing them all at this camp. They're having a huge Sasquatch Seekers camp, and they're running all of the activities throughout the weekend. And they're going to come up with their findings at the end of the weekend. I think that's amazing. That's so fun. So there's a lot of flexibility here. Yes, the program runs starting Monday. Yes, it goes over 5 weeks. For the prize packs and things like that. So eligible sections are sections that are following along with that framework. That does not mean that it needs to be within that framework. These activities are fun anytime, and they don't have to be all done together. They can be done anytime in any order. We're having the videos available, so it can be done in different order, different weeks, anything like that. It's a very flexible challenge this year. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I love the camp idea. I thought that was super cool. And to end it with a big campfire and, oh man, amazing.
That is really cool. I mean, it's nice in that it, you know, it lets them like take on all the challenges all at once. And, you know, if you already have like a busy program calendar, fitting in 4 weeks of, you know, if you've really planned ahead already, fitting in exactly. 4 weeks of content can be tricky. And sometimes grafting on a theme to content you already planned can also be tricky. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
So sure, you know, do it in a camp.
Yeah.
Blow it all out. Kids have a blast. You get a camp and complete the challenge.
Yeah. I was, I thought it was awesome. Yeah. So, so there's lots of people doing crazy, you know, really, really innovative things, and I'm really excited to see it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Coming up on the last questions here, but this one maybe should have asked this a little bit ago because you did mention snow and Quinsies and have you. But what about if you're somewhere like where I am, where currently there's about a half inch of snow and half of it melted today?
Yeah, I'm actually in Calgary, where I'm actually here setting up. My team's downstairs. We're here setting up for GCO that starts tomorrow, Group Commissioner Onboarding that starts tomorrow in Calgary.
Right.
Good plug. I'm very excited. It's so warm today. Like, it's crazy warm here.
Right. Like.
Yeah, I know. So, great question, especially given today. But it's really adaptable to that. We definitely kept that in mind while we were designing a winter challenge. And all of the activities can be adapted to no snow. So we can do footprints in mud. We can do footprints in, you know, stamp down grasses and things like that. Mm-hmm. We can achieve the same kind of theme that we're going for. We can also absolutely, we know we can build shelters. We don't need snow to build shelters.
No, not at all.
So absolutely, we're scouts, we're adaptable, right? So there's many ways to adapt to no snow, but I think that it will be an easy adaptation for this challenge for sure.
Excellent.
And if there are great ideas, share them, like the camp. That's a great idea. We want people sharing these ideas and networking these ideas because that's really what makes these challenges awesome, right? It's not us putting out the challenge. It's the scouters doing amazing things with them. So yeah, so share your ideas for that.
And if you haven't joined the network yet, join the network.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just had to work that in there. it's exactly like Facebook, except Scouts Canada is managing it. Like, it's just scouting. It's like Facebook, but only scouting.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So the last question I have prepared, and then the other question that I have in mind, go together. So first off, you know, Sasquatch Seekers seems like it's going to be great. Seems like it's been well received. You know, this is the planning week and then things kick off and that's going to be awesome. But are there plans? Can you discuss, if there are, any plans for potential like national challenge, like enhancements or expansions in the future? You know, whether that's like Sasquatch Seekers 2 or the return of Sasquatch or something else completely different that's already in the pipeline.
Sure. So we've done a few of these challenges, and we've got a good rhythm with them, and we're taking the feedback and kind of tweaking them every time. But really, we'd like to know what themes scouters want to see. What do they want to see in our challenges? So I would love to hear. Are there any suggestions, Mike? Do you have any suggestions popping up there? But yeah, we'd love to hear any thematic. We love to work with less. Obviously, every opportunity that we have to work with less, he adds such value to these, some knowledge and just excitement around them. And having him is a great opportunity. So we'd absolutely work with less again anytime. But yeah, we'd love to see any ideas for, you know, any type of themes or challenges that you'd love to see.
Well,
to answer your question,
we don't
have anything directly in the pipeline right now for the next challenge in terms of themes and things like that. But we definitely, there will be one. We love the challenges. We hear that you love the challenges. So that's absolutely something. As a Beaver Scouter, I love the challenges. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to do. And so we'll definitely keep them coming. But as far as themes go, we are all ears.
Awesome. Well, I do have one, and you kind of teed this one up when you mentioned, you know, how you wanted to focus on like a winter challenge, because some groups, you know, there's like a bit of a downturn sometimes in activities across the winter, or it's a bit more of a struggle, like, well, what can we do? And that's probably true for some groups. My group has never really struggled with winter programming and keeping it going into winter. So at the risk of stoking an immense amount of controversy, the last question I have is, would you consider doing something like this to stoke activities over the summer when a lot of groups go into total shutdown?
Yeah, actually, we did last summer, Ken. We did we did a challenge that it was a kilometer challenge, and it was a scout trek challenge. And we were all collecting kilometers across the country and working together to get from property to property. So that was a really fun challenge. We tried something different in making it a little bit more of a an independently led challenge, because we do know that some groups do not offer programming through the summer. So we definitely wanted it to be a more independent challenge, where if a scout or beaver or cub or whomever's group is not running in the summer, that they can still participate in scouting in some way. So that was one way to do that. And it was actually very well received as well. So that's absolutely something that we will look into offering again, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that was the end of the list of questions I have, but we can open it up to the floor for a little bit, see if anybody else has a question that they would. Do we have anything? Oh, so, okay.
I'm in the wrong thing.
No, this is it. How many of these words can our guest slip into her answers? Oh, you get more points here this way.
Okay.
See, elephant, harmony, quantum, velvet, and serendipity.
Well, that is my favorite word. I'm excited to use that one.
Okay. you know what? In the absence of like any other questions to ask, but since you're supposed to be giving this in the context of answers, I'm just going to go into like full on, you know, short interview mode here.
Great. Let's do it.
And let's learn a little bit more about you. How did you get into scouting?
Well, so I don't have the list of words in front of me. Hang on. Sorry.
Elephant, harmony, quantum, velvet, and serendipity.
Okay. Well, so I was in university. I was heading into, I had a teaching career ahead of me that I was going into, and I wanted to get involved in some youth organizations. I am very passionate about outdoor education and nature deficit disorder, and I was studying that. So, of course, scouting spoke to me. So I joined scouting. Oh gosh, this is really hard. I joined scouting and fell into perfect harmony with some of my who became mentors to me in Peterborough, Ontario. I've had a very long, wonderful friendship with these people, but they've really kept me involved in scouting, and I really owe it to them. I owe my career and my scouting career to those people, because they really, they took me in and I fell in love with scouting right then.
Brilliant. And so this would be, what year then for you of involvement?
Oh my gosh, really? this would have been,
I was told there would be no math.
oh my goodness. I'm going to say 2017? No. What am I talking about? Yeah.
No.
2000, I don't know, Ken. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
A mere quantum of time in the grand scheme.
Oh my gosh. It was a whole quantum of time ago. Yes. it wasn't 2017. It was like, I don't know. Yes, it was some years ago.
Some time ago.
Yeah, well, that's over 10 years ago. Yes.
Well, that's the elephant in the room, isn't it? Is that, you know.
Oh my gosh, there is so much better at this than me.
there is no.
It was quite serendipitous that I met these people. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was. So there you go.
Yes. I think I only got two.
Brilliant. Well, So that's really cool. And sorry, you said Beaver Scouter, and obviously you're, you know, at the director level with Scouts Canada for program volunteer support. But are there any other hats that you wear, and are they velvet hats?
Currently, no. But I am a devoted Beaver Scouter. I love Beaver Scouts. It's my jam. That's where I'm happiest, is in a Beaver section. So I absolutely adore that, that role. So I definitely love that. That's mainly my volunteer role has usually been the Beaver Scouter. I've dabbled in other things, but I'm heavy into the Beaver Scouter. And program and volunteer services right now is my, you know, portfolio that I work with.
Well, that's about it for me, and just as well, because I am probably going to turn into a pumpkin here soon, but that was not one of the words, but
it could have been, though. Those are random words.
Could have been. It's just I'm trying to find a harmonious way to bring that last word in, and it's just not coming to me, but there we go.
I love it.
There you go. Okay.
So, 18 points.
Boom. Done.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes. Okay. Love it.
Well, so big thank you then. Big thank you to Kate for agreeing to be the guest today and for answering these questions live. Big thank you to Mike for orchestrating all of this, and then Scouts Canada with him for, you know, supporting this and leveraging the podcast in this way. Happy to serve as a messaging vehicle. And a big thanks to everyone who tuned in, at least on Facebook, at least based on the comments feed that I saw. There was maybe some trouble on the workplace side, so clearly some bugs we need to iron out. But fear not. If you didn't happen to catch this one live, or the feed wasn't working, or whatever, we will be putting it all together into a podcast episode. We'll be putting it together into a YouTube video. A little bit of homework for me, but that's okay. And you will be able to see all of this and hear all of this, and it'll be great. So again, big thank you, Kate. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Thanks, Ken.
Absolutely. And Mike, I don't know if you want to just pop your face back in here, but if there was anything else that you wanted to end on, and if not, then I will just say, you know, you're muted. And
this is the best I will ever show on camera. Incredibly behind a banner of the Scouting Stuff podcast. So this is the best I will ever look right now.
There you go.
Awesome. I love you both. You did a fantastic job tonight with managing the questions, bringing the questions in. We've got a few technical things that I've noticed with Workplace and Facebook, but this is the first time we've done this. This is new. This is unique.
And your review, man.
Leveraging technology that we've never leveraged before. And of course, that's going to be riddled with problems. So I will promise that next month, when we go live and Scouter Ken interviews the amazing folks at the Show Us Your Moves Yoga Kids Yoga Studio, talking about how we can have meditative conversations with youth and how we can have them take a moment channel their inner Zen, and some awesome program material that we're going to put forward to help youth regulate their emotions, regulate what, you know, what they're feeling in the moment. So instead of overreaching or overreacting, instead they're taking those 10 seconds, taking a breath, and some awesome Scouter resources to help youth regulate themselves and also help Scouters regulate themselves in a lot of the conversations that we have as Scouters. So the next awesome. Time I'm here, I'm definitely going to redo this layout, because because I love the Scouting Stuff podcast, I can see the bottom of my chin, but not.
I think this banner over here needs to come down over here and be like two rows, just in like the bottom corner.
Right?
That bottom corner. My video is mirrored. So yeah.
There's work to be done. There's work to be done on the graphic design.
Over there.
Okay, better not wipe me out of first place on the leaderboard.
Well,
I guess that
it remains to be seen. Now we have to have a leaderboard
and put Kate at the top, because Kate is currently the leader. And I
am the winner.
I'm making work for you, Mike. Sorry about that.
I feel that 18 points is a pretty strong point.
It's a solid start. It's a solid start.
I'm going to give Ken at least 10 of those points because he was on point helping you.
I can't be on
you didn't say you couldn't.
I don't know.
You didn't lay the rules.
What?
I'm taking those points.
You can't go back. You already gave her 18 points. It's on the video.
You are sitting at a solid 18 points, and we will see what Show Us Your Moves next month can do.
Nice.
All right.
Nail it. Well, awesome.
Thank you again, Kate, and thank you everyone out there for listening. And until next time, be prepared.